I can set the altitude and I can move it into a position, let go, and it will hold that.
On a breezy spring day, Harry Grigori is showing a crowd at the Virginia Military Institute how his little drone, which weighs less than 30 pounds, can hold its own, hovering 25 feet above the parade grounds despite strong winds. He has a business called Virginia UAS, short for Unmanned Aerial Systems. For a price, it will provide aerial photographs of almost anything, from a marathon or parade to a farmer's field.
You actually can do surveys, determine which areas need water, pesticides, or fertilizer, so it can save a lot of money.
He says drones can also save lives during industrial inspections. 13 people are killed every day in a workplace accident, some of them falling from high places.
So if we can send up a drone to do that monthly check, and maybe a person up just once a year, the risk is reduced significantly.
And first responders have discovered many more valuable roles for drones.
So imagine you're looking for a person. You could put a heat sensor on there, fly it out in the woods, it'll pick up the person in the woods. They have units that will actually carry a medical defibrillator. Might take an hour to drive there. You can get that drone over there in 5 minutes.
What the nation is still trying to figure out is what risk drones themselves might pose. The FAA, for example, is in the process of assessing the number of close calls involving drones and commercial aircraft. Also casting a nervous eye on the unmanned aircraft, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Defense, the FBI, Secret Service, and Capitol Police. I'm Sandy Houseman.